What are you doing this weekend?
I have the privilege of being able to go to the Fairmont Chateau Lake Louise.
Sweet.
And go skiing at Lake Louise Ski Hill. I get to try out the new sushi restaurant. All part of one of these things that they call a fam tour.
I'm jealous because I was invited and I can't go. We're actually heading out of town this weekend. So.
I know. I'm really sad because we would have rocked it.
There is some news on the Fairmont front. In a deal worth $2.9 billion, Paris-based Accor Hotels has acquired Raffles Swiss Hotel, as well as the Fairmont brand of properties, which of course includes the Chateau Lake Louise and the iconic Fairmont Banff Springs. What does that actually mean?
This is about larger economic processes in the world, and one of them is specifically Airbnb. Traditional hotels' biggest competitor right now is a company that doesn't own a single piece of property. Uber, the exact same thing. The way we organize these industries is changing, and they're consolidating, I believe, to try and address that. The two Fairmont properties in the Bow Valley are going to continue to be amazing hotel experiences and iconic parts of our visitation attraction. I mean, you can't come to Banff without going to the Springs.
Well, exactly. Whether it's Canadian Pacific or Accord Hotels or whatever other companies own the Banff Springs in between, the Banff Springs Hotel is always going to be the Banff Springs Hotel. Nothing that anyone who's listed a property in Airbnb can match, say, the castle in the Rockies. And I think that's probably why it's such an attractive property for a company like Accor Hotels to pick up amongst the numerous other properties they picked up.
What does that mean in terms of staff for these companies? I think we're just going to have to wait.
Yeah.